A Sacramento area couple aboard that Diamond Princess cruise ship has chosen to stay in quarantine in Japan rather than come back to the States to be quarantined at a military base. KCBS's Margie Schaefer joining us to report. This couple is saying in the wake of the outbreak, the U.S. State Department is treating the ship as if it were the city of Wuhan.
That's right, Stan. Elk Grove family law attorneys Matt Smith and his wife are exasperated with the options that were offered to them by the U.S. State Department.
They suddenly said, okay, we have a plan. We're going to send charters to you. We're going to fly you back. But upon arrival, you're going to have to spend 2 more weeks in quarantine, either in California or Texas. Okay, so it was like your head blew open. You're like, what the?
Those two planes carrying around 300 U.S. citizens from a coronavirus-hit cruise ship have arrived in the U.S., one plane landing at Travis, the other in Texas. Those passengers will be isolated at those facilities for 14 days. Smith and his wife opting not to take the State Department flights, not wanting to be infected by other passengers on a bus or a charter flight. Turns out 14 people have tested positive on those flights for the coronavirus. They now, the couple, has been tested for the coronavirus.
And the plan is going forward to disembark people starting tomorrow, as long as they have a negative test and they've been on the quarantine here. For the Japanese purposes, that's fine.
For the U.S., that's not fine, so they will stay in Japan for another 2 weeks and then will be tested for the virus before flying back to the U.S. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.